the cabin's boy. The cold, windy January morning was loath to break away from night, yet the farmyard was so busy before the day saw light. There, down within the rickyard, where normally only hens would scratch, could through the gloom be seen the men tearing off the thatch. Yesterday we had seen the steam engine, the drum, and the rest of the thrashing train, smoke and rumble, sway and rattle, as it came drunkenly up the lane. I was to be one of the gang at last. It filled me full of joy. But alas, I never knew what was in store for the poor old cabin's boy. The old steam engine sent the power along the bout to the pulley of the drum, and other bouts and pulleys turned, and that big old machine began to hum. Those three men upon the rick threw the sheaf along with measured speed. The bond cutter cut the string, passing the rest to the man who had to feed. The straw was passed along the walkers, then up the elevator to the stack. The winnows blew, the shakers shaked, and corn shot out into the sack. The bits of straw, the husks, the dust would aim at me, and many times my thirst I'd slake, as it seemed to me a hopeless task to keep the back clear with a rake. Twice that day I was so relieved when we stopped to take a snack, and I had the great joy to remove my shirt and wipe my sweating back. The rick of sheaves sunk lower as the stack of straw grew high. The sacks became abundant, and the terriers helped a score of rats to die. The early evening sky had darkened as the hours had passed away, and the neat rickyard looked a mess after another thrashing day. But that activity was many years ago, and since, when I have sought employ, I've made sure it didn't include a day as the poor old cabin's boy.